And I've got Brody Moore, and he's the he's a team leader at Veterans Benefits Australia Patient Care Team. Good morning, Brody, and welcome to Noir Radio.
Morning, mate. How are you going?
I'm very well. So, give us a little introduction about yourself. Who you are, where you're from, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, sure. So, as you said, I'm a team leader here from the Veteran Benefits Australia Patient Care Team. So, my background is, I served 6 years in the Australian Army in a 6RAR, 6 Battalion Royal Australian Regiment, and then I became a registered nurse after I got out of the Army. So, obviously, my background suits what I'm doing right now very well, and working for Veteran Benefits Australia, basically what we do is we try and educate veterans on what their entitlements are and how to access those entitlements, and we can also offer them a number of services as well, such as allied healthcare, psychological services, getting them entitlements through compensation claims. So that's basically the short version of who I am and what I do.
Okay, cool. So tell us about the research findings for veterans benefits and services in Australia.
Yeah, so some research that we've recently supported has found that like an overwhelming majority of Australians, like up to 90%, don't think that there's enough support or enough awareness of the support available to ADF veterans' family members. So some other statistics that DVA released not too long ago was that out of the 24,000, around 24,000 widows or widowers, only about half of those, about 12,000, were receiving income support supplement. Okay, so we've also found that about 1 in 5 Australians feel that DVA is too complicated to navigate without expert assistance. So just like the research we hear, feedback we get from veterans and the family members all the time, I think that frustration and complication in the difficulty to navigate the process has led to a lot of veterans and their family members not getting their entitlements, or because they don't know how to get their entitlements.
Right. Okay. Well, why is there a lack of awareness of the services available for veterans?
Yeah, I just think that there isn't enough awareness, that a lot of veterans don't understand what they are entitled to from their service. They don't know how to access those entitlements. Not like DVA comes knocking on your door and tells you, is going to hand these things to you on a silver platter. So, I think just spreading more awareness, through stuff like this over the radio and other marketing avenues is the best way to get the word out there that, hey, like, contact us, at Veteran Benefits Australia. We could maybe get you the entitlements that you need and deserve.
Okay, but I understand that there's a lack of awareness out there, and it appears that that you guys are there ready to help. So why is there a lack of awareness about all the services that are available for veterans? Why?
That's a good question, mate. I think that's probably better asked the Department of Veteran Affairs, but I just don't think that they advertise that well enough, about what the services are and how to get the services.
Okay. What sort of advice do you have for veterans' family members who don't know where to start?
Yeah, I would say, reach out to us at Veteran Benefits Australia. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of resources on the Department of Veteran Affairs website in terms of how to access income support supplement and who's entitled to it. But if you're finding, like a lot of our veterans and their family members do find that that's too complicated to navigate, then we might be able to assist you, okay? So we could point you in the right direction, connect you with the right services, check your eligibility, and get you the help that you need and deserve.
Okay, so you guys aren't directly connected to the Department of Veterans Affairs, right?
No, we're not. No. We're not.
Where can actual family members go to learn about the services that actually are available to them? Maybe you guys are over there in Brisbane, maybe? Where are you?
We're national, yeah. So we help over 180,000 veterans nationally. So, they can go, veterans family members can go onto the DVA website, the Department of Veteran Affairs website, and search, income support supplement. if they want to learn about that specifically, and you can start reading into your entitlements and how to access those entitlements.
Well, how do they find? How do they find you?
And you can find us at veteranbenefitsaustralia.com.au. We're on that website, or we're on Facebook as well, and Instagram, and all the other good social media platforms.
So they do the same sort of thing if they're going to try and get in contact with Veterans Affairs. I guess they go to their website and start from scratch.
Yeah, exactly. Go through their website. They also have a contact number there as well. And, yeah, you can try and access the support you deserve.
Right.
You know?
So what sort of stuff can you actually get for people? Maybe give us an idea of the sort of thing that they may not even know that there is available to them.
Well, I think obviously health literacy, you know, people's understanding of health, their health, the healthcare system, it varies greatly. So I think a lot of people might not even realise of, you know, that, or one, that they are entitled to these services, but two, how particular services could, you know, help them. You know, for example, you know, a veteran could get exercise physiology to assist their mental health. Do you know what I mean? Because an exercise plan with an exercise physiologist, you know, would help them with that. So I think that, you know, we can provide a number of those services ourselves. We have a large number of allied healthcare providers and psychology providers within our Veteran Benefits Australia ecosystem. But yeah, I think that a lot of veterans don't know how particular services may actually assist them.
Well, when I was in the Army, service was finished, that was it. They just kissed you goodbye, and that was the end of the story of contact.
That's it. And that's right. That's what I was trying to say before, Matt, is that, you know, the Department of Veteran Affairs isn't going to come knocking on your door or calling you on the phone and telling you what you're entitled to and how to get those entitlements. Okay? Veterans and their family members need to take a proactive approach, and you know, they need to do the legwork initially to actually reach out and you know, ask for help, ask for assistance. How do you get, am I entitled to this, and how do I get those entitlements?
And you guys will help them with that.
That's right, we will, yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Is there anything else you want to tell the listeners while I've got you on the air?
We have another company called Classics for a Cause. They raffle off classic cars, some pretty awesome cars on there. So there's a 1971 purple Ford Falcon GTHO coming up pretty soon, and I think it's next weekend. So that'll kind of give you an example of what type of cars we raffle off there. And a lot of the money that we raise from that raffle, we donate to a lot of veteran charities as well. So you know that, you know, you, not only could you win an awesome Aussie muscle car, but you could also, you know, that money is going to a good place as well. So, you know, we're a veteran-led organisation. You know, there's a lot of veterans within our team. So we understand, you know, a bit better than some people where that money needs to go.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thanks, Brodie Moore, Veterans Benefits Australia Patient Care Team Leader. Oh, we really appreciate your time here on Noongar Radio this morning.
Thanks, mate. It's been a pleasure.